Welcome, everyone, to The Psychology of Sports and Parenting, Shaping Future Champions. It's a topic close to my heart as I've witnessed firsthand the profound impact parents can have on a child's sports journey. It's not just about athletic skills, right? It's about, well, shaping their character, too.
Absolutely. And it's such a complex dynamic, isn't it? I mean, where's the line between support and pressure? How do we, as a parents, foster a love for the game without, you know, unintentionally stifling their spirit? That's what I'm really interested in exploring today.
Exactly. And that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? How do we strike that balance? We'll be diving into the nuances of parenting styles, the psychological impact of parental pressure.
Oh, and of course, exploring practical strategies for parents to positively influence their young athletes.
I think a good starting point is understanding the different parenting styles, like Baumrind's typology. We've got authoritative, authoritarian, permissive, and neglectful. Each one creates a very different emotional climate, which can really shape a child's experience in sports, wouldn't you say?
Definitely. And it's important to remember that these styles aren't static. They can, and often do, evolve as the child grows and develops. What works for a five-year-old just starting t-ball might not be appropriate for a teenager playing competitive soccer, right? The challenges change, the needs change.
Precisely. And the child's personality plays a role too, doesn't it? Some kids thrive under a bit more structure, while others need, well, more freedom to explore and make their own decisions on the field. It's about finding what works best for that individual child.
Yeah. It's about understanding those nuances. I'm also curious about how these parenting styles intersect with the specific demands of different sports.
A sport like gymnastics, with its emphasis on discipline and precision, might call for a different approach than, say, a more free-flowing sport like basketball. What are your thoughts?
That's an interesting point. I think the culture of the sport itself can definitely influence how parents behave, and of course how the child reacts to that behavior. We also need to consider the coach's role in all of this, right? It's a three-way street, parent, child, and coach.
Absolutely. A supportive coach can be a real asset, helping to reinforce positive parenting practices and, well, mitigate the negative effects of, you know, over-involvement or pressure.
For sure. I've seen coaches who act as a buffer, you know, protecting the child from overly enthusiastic parents. And I've seen coaches who actually exacerbate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So finding the right coach is crucial, I think. It's part of the whole picture.
So true. And then there's the whole issue of parental pressure. It's so easy, even with the best intentions, to cross that line from encouragement to pressure. How do we recognize those signs? In ourselves and in other parents?
That's a tough one. I think it starts with self-awareness. Are we pushing our kids because we genuinely believe in their potential, or are we living vicariously through them? Are we focused on their enjoyment or on our own ambitions? Those are important questions to ask ourselves.
Yeah, those are key. And it's not just about the pressure to perform, is it? There's also the pressure to specialize, to choose one sport and dedicate yourself to it at a very young age. What are the implications of that, both psychologically and, you know, physically?
Well, early specialization can have some serious downsides, increased risk of injury, burnout, you know, even resentment towards the sport. It can really take the joy out of playing.
Right. And it can limit a child's overall athletic development, too, can it? Playing multiple sports can actually enhance their skills and make them more well-rounded athletes in the long run.
Exactly. It's like cross-training. It builds a broader foundation. And it gives kids a chance to explore different interests, discover what they truly love, which I think is essential for long-term motivation and success.
So if a parent is listening and thinking, wow, I might be guilty of some of these things, what's the first step towards creating a more positive and supportive environment for their young athlete?
I'd say open communication. Talk to your child, ask them what they want and need from you. Really listen to their answers. It's about their journey, not yours.
So picking up on that crucial point about communication, it's not just what we say to our young athletes, but how we say it, right? The tone, the body language, it all speaks volumes.
And sometimes, even with the best intentions, we can send mixed messages. I mean, we tell them we just want them to have fun, but then we're on the sidelines, you know, practically coaching from the bleachers, yelling instructions, and, well, it can be confusing for a kid.
It really can. It's like we're saying one thing with our words is something completely different with our actions. And kids are incredibly perceptive, aren't they? They pick up on those inconsistencies, and it can create a sense of, well, distrust, I think. Like, what do my parents really want from me?
Exactly. And then there's the whole dynamic of parental pressure, which we touched on earlier. I mean, how do we as parents know if we're crossing that line from
healthy encouragement to unhealthy pressure. It's such a fine line, isn't it?
It is. And it's so easy to slip into that over-involved parent role, especially when you're passionate about the sport yourself. It's like we get caught up in the moment, the competition, and we forget that it's supposed to be about the child's experience, not ours. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, and that's where self-awareness comes in, right? Being able to step back and ask ourselves those tough questions. Like, am I pushing my child because I believe in their potential? Or am I trying to relive my own athletic glory days through them? That's a hard one to confront sometimes.
It is. And it's not just about winning or losing, is it? It's about the messages we're sending about the importance of sports, the importance of, well, hard work, dedication, and, you know, dealing with setbacks. It's about life lessons, really, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. Sports can be such a valuable teaching tool, but it's important to keep it in perspective. It's a part of life, not the whole thing. And I think sometimes we as parents lose sight of that. We put so much emphasis on sports that we forget to nurture other aspects of our children's development, their interests, their passions outside of the athletic arena.
So true. And that can be especially detrimental with early specialization, which, as we discussed, can lead to burnout, injury, and, well, even resentment toward the sport. It's like by pushing them too hard, too soon, we're actually undermining their chances of long-term success and enjoyment.
Right. It's almost counterintuitive, isn't it? We think we're doing what's best for them by having them focus on one sport, but in reality, we might be hindering their overall athletic development. And more importantly, their personal development, too.
Exactly. And our research also showed some interesting correlations between parenting styles and ADHD. Parents of children with ADHD tended to be less lax, suggesting higher expectations and more control. These factors, while perhaps well-intentioned, might actually exacerbate ADHD symptoms.
So we were talking about early specialization and its potential downsides. It's fascinating how research is now showing a link between parenting styles and a child's experience in sports, even connecting it to things like ADHD.
It is. That correlation with ADHD is particularly striking. I mean, it makes you wonder, doesn't it? If parents are reacting to existing behavioral challenges or if their parenting style is actually contributing to them, it's a bit of a chicken and egg situation.
Yeah, and it highlights the complexity of this whole parent-child sport dynamic. It's not just about pushing kids to be the best. It's about understanding their individual needs, their personalities, and, well, creating an environment where they can thrive both on and off the field. What are your thoughts?
I think it's crucial for parents to recognize that their role is, first and foremost, to be a source of support, not pressure. It's about fostering a love for the game, helping them develop resilience, you know, teaching them how to handle setbacks. Those are the things that will truly benefit them in the long run. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And it's about recognizing those subtle signs of pressure, both in ourselves and in other parents. Are we focused on their enjoyment or on our own vicarious ambitions? Are we pushing them because we genuinely believe in their potential, or are we trying to relive our own glory days? Those are important questions to ask ourselves.
They are. And it requires a level of, well, self-awareness that can be difficult to achieve, especially when you're emotionally invested in your child's success. It's easy to get caught up in the moment, the competition, and, you know, lose sight of what truly matters. What do you think?
Yeah, and that's where open communication comes in, right? Talking to your child, really listening to what they want and need from you. It's their journey, not yours. And it's about understanding those nuances, like you said earlier, how different kids respond to different parenting styles. Some thrive under structure, others need more freedom to explore.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a one-size-fits-all approach, right?
Exactly. And it's about finding that balance between support and autonomy, isn't it? Giving them the tools they need to succeed while also allowing them the space to make their own decisions, learn from their mistakes, and, you know, develop their own sense of ownership over their athletic journey.
I see. And what about the coach's role in all of this? We touched on it briefly earlier, but I think it's an important piece of the puzzle. A supportive coach can be a real asset, right? Helping to reinforce positive parenting practices and, well, mitigate the negative effects of over-involvement or pressure.
For sure. A good coach can act as a buffer, you know, protecting the child from overly enthusiastic parents.
Yeah.
And they can also help parents understand the developmental needs of young athletes, the importance of balanced training, avoiding early specialization, and focusing on long-term athletic development. It's a collaborative effort, really. Parent, child, and coach all working together.
So we've been discussing this research on parental involvement in youth sports, specifically focusing on young male soccer players. And it's pretty thought-provoking, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, definitely. It really digs into the nuances of how parents influence their kids' sports experiences, beyond just the cheering from the sidelines.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the kind of support they offer, the pressure they might unintentionally exert, and how kids perceive all of that.
Exactly. And I think one of the most interesting takeaways here is the discrepancy between what parents think they're doing and what their kids actually want and need from them. Like, the study showed that parents were often overly involved, right? But the kids, they actually desired less of that active involvement. They wanted something different.
Yeah, that's a key point. It's not just about being present. It's about being present in the right way. And that often involves less direct intervention and more emotional support, understanding, and positive reinforcement, like focusing on the effort rather than the outcome,
Absolutely. It's like they're saying, we appreciate you being there, but maybe dial back the intensity a bit.
Right. And that whole aspect of pressure, it's such a delicate balance, because while some level of, expectation can be motivating, too much can be detrimental. And it seems like, based on this research, parents often cross that line without even realizing it.
It's so true. They get so invested in their child's sporting life, they might be reliving their own athletic dreams through their kids, that they lose sight of what truly matters. The child's enjoyment, their development, their well-being, right? It's their journey.
Exactly. And then there's the other side of the coin, isn't it? Where parents aren't involved enough. It's like they miss the mark entirely, leaving the kids feeling unsupported and, a bit lost. It's a complex dynamic.
Yeah, and that's where communication becomes so crucial, right? Those open and honest conversations between parent and child, where they can express their needs and expectations without fear of judgment or reprisal. It's about creating a safe space for dialogue. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And it's about recognizing that every child is different. Every athlete has their own unique needs. What works for one might not work for another. It's not a one-size-fits-all approach.
Right. And I thought it was interesting how the study also touched on the coach's role in all of this. A good coach can be such a valuable ally, not just for the child, but for the parents, too. They can help facilitate that communication, offer guidance, and, create a more positive and supportive environment overall.
Definitely. It's a collaborative effort. Parent, child, and coach, all working together towards a common goal. And that goal shouldn't be about winning at all costs. It should be about fostering a love for the game, developing resilience, and, helping these young athletes thrive both on and off the field.
Couldn't have said it better myself. So to wrap things up, I think the key takeaway here is the importance of mindful parenting in youth sports. It's about being present, being supportive, but also being aware of the potential impact of our actions on our young athletes. It's about finding that delicate balance between encouragement and pressure, involvement and autonomy, and, creating an environment where they can truly thrive.
Absolutely. It's about focusing on the process, not just the outcome, and remembering that it's about their journey, not ours. Thanks for this insightful conversation. Until next time, folks.